finish up Shin Mem Ches. It's still Shushan Purim. Shin Mem Zayin first. And over here yesterday we were discussing about when to make the bracha Roves Rivenu, whether we should do it before rolling up the Megillah or after rolling up the Megillah. So, but there's another point that the Rebbe brings down over here, which I omitted yesterday, is that the quotes here from the Eishel Avram, who brings down that if you are reading it by yourself, that you have a Megillah, which means not the Chazan, then it's better, more fitting, that they should make the bracha before they roll up the Megillah. Now, I'm not sure, it seems like over here that these individuals are going to be yotzes with the bracha from the chazan, but still their own Megillahs they should not roll up, so that the bracha should be as close to the reading, but it really is not up to them. That would really be up to the Shliach Tzibur, and if the Shliach Tzibur is rolling up his Megillah, so then they're waiting anyways. Don't think that each one will make his own bracha over here. So I just wanted to say, it seems like that if when you would be reading by yourself, then maybe you should make the bracha Rav Rivenu afterwards. But this is something. The Rebbe also addresses here, what about reading the Megillah in Haifa? The Rebbe says in Haifa is a question whether it's considered to be surrounded by a wall. And therefore the Rebbe brings down here that they read it in both days, on the 14th and the 15th, in order to fulfill the question, because we're not really sure whether it's a Mukaf Eschoyme or not.